Michigan State Representative Cynthia Johnson, Joe Biden owes Detroit. By Kyle Olson on December 11, 2020. Michigan State Representative Cynthia Johnson, D. Detroit, turned her ire to former Vice President Joe Biden this week, saying in a social media video that his potential administration owes Detroit after the election. Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, won Michigan, according to Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. D. and Johnson argued Monday it is time for some paybacks. Johnson was stripped of her committee assignments over a video in which she appeared to threaten Trumpers on Tuesday. Johnson said she is not going anywhere. I'm good. I'm okay. I'm not worried. I'm not going into, I'm not going underground. I'm not changing my fucking phone number. I ain't doing none of that. She shouted. But we gonna change some shit that's been going on in the city of Detroit. Things that have happened to our people in our community, Johnson said. Oh yes, the Biden and Harris administration owes the city of Detroit. Oh yes, she said. I put my life on the line not only for the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the city of Detroit. I put my life on the line for justice, for democracy, Johnson claimed. She said she never called anyone out unless they were dumbasses. Johnson went on to say no one needs to be called out or be threatened. But, use your own shit, an apparent reference to exposing the threatening messages some are leaving for her. Meanwhile, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D., fielded questions about Johnson's video in which she issued a warning to Trumpers, leading her to be punished by House leaders. I believe it is crucial right now that we show one another some grace and empathy and compassion, Whitmer said, according to ABC 12. Whitmer opined the punishment went too far and said she has already asked the incoming House leaders to reconsider, the Detroit News reported. Watch Johnson's full video here. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.